Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. My name is Dr. John Diamond. This is the show America Unhinged, where we are fervently patriotic and unapologetically Christian. Please join me at AmericaUnhingedRadio.com. At the very least, please download that free ebook, An Appeal to Heaven. That is really starting to take off. I've had some calls from some very high-ranking government officials about that and about how we use imprecatory prayer and the appeal to heaven to restore our nation. That is a critical thing that we're going to be working on here in the coming days. So if you're watching us live, it is June 2nd, 2023, and we are in the middle, or actually right at the end, of FACE Week. FACE is, of course, an acronym for Foundations for American Christian Education. It's been one of the best week, if not the best week, I've had since starting this program 3 years ago. So we're going to be right back with a couple great guests. See you in a minute.
Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border, who's been using these satellite-based bivy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging, works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our communities safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
Hi, this is Jim Meehan, MD at MeehanMD.com. God bless Brighteon for being a platform of truth and freedom. When we're being deplatformed, our truth, the evidence basis that we're bringing as doctors and scientists from all over the world, it's so nice to have a place like Brighteon where our truth can be told. When the government is silencing and censoring us, Brighteon is there to make sure that you get the truth. Keep up the great work, Brighteon, because you are a platform of truth. No silencing, no censoring, just the truth.
Hello, I'm Dr. Hochsi. Men, when things hit the fan, don't be crying in the closet with your wife and daughters. They're counting on you to lead them and to be a man who's physically fit, mentally sharp, and spiritually strong. At the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center, this is what we help you become. God has given your body amazing restorative powers to heal itself. We're in the business of transforming lives naturally. We've developed an 8-point treatment regimen, which includes healthy eating, vitamins and minerals, and hormone replacement, including testosterone. Become the man God wants you to be. Our program for men will help you put a tiger back in your tank so you can protect your family during these trying times. Contact us at the Hochsi Health and Wellness Center for a complimentary wellness consultation. Get your energy back so we can take our country.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. There are many, many great things that are going on in this country that I'm very, very encouraged by. Education certainly being one of them. Political involvement by a lot of people, another. I think the Christian church has woken up to the fact that, you know, we let the enemy lead for far too long, and we have not taken the leadership position. You know, it says in Deuteronomy 28, if we obey his laws, we will be the head and not the tail. If we don't obey his laws, we will be the tail. Right. And that's exactly what we've kind of become. But again, a lot of encouragement. Last couple of years, the Christians are waking up and starting to realize their duties and their responsibility, not only to themselves and their family and their church and their community, but to God and to the government. So those are the types of children we're going to want to raise up. Dr. Alan Keyes is probably on his way back from New Mexico right now. Should be back in the studio for his show next week. So please tune in for Dr. Alan Keyes' show. And then also, if you'd like to get Dr. Keyes to speak at one of your events, you can reach out there at imtv.us and we'll make the proper introductions for you. So let me go ahead and just start with my scripture verse of the day. Only one verse today. Very, very important verse. And that is 2 Corinthians 3:17. And it simply says this: now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. As I looked at the Faces website, I was glad to see that was right there on their seal. That was the primary scripture they have. When you understand that not only are you set free from your own sins, but you're also set free from the Adamic nature, as it says in Romans 8, where it says, if we walk according to the flesh, we will not fulfill, we work according to the Spirit, we won't fulfill the desires of the flesh. When you got a whole nation living that way, you have a blessed nation. You have a righteous nation. Right. And that's where we need to kind of get back to everything at the grassroots level. And there's no better way to do that is with our children and with our education. So we've had several great guests on this week. Actually, all of them been great guests this week. And I look forward to working with all of them extensively in the future, not only in this type of platform, but in my own community. And we have Kathy Rader right with us right now. She serves as the Director of Advancement, supporting the Leading School Initiative. Kathy, welcome to the program.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here. Thank you for having Face on this week. We're excited about your broadcast.
Absolutely. Well, we had Noel Thomason on earlier, and he runs the Stonebridge School. And from what I understand, that's your background. So just give us a little bit of testimony, a little bit of introduction, where you've been and where you're at right now.
Well, I'll be glad to. Thank you. And Noel's doing a great job at Stonebridge. I served for about 20 years at Stonebridge. My husband and I came in 2000. As we realized that we were not equipped to lead our children in discipleship. We were in a mainline church, and even though we were in church and Sunday school and participating in every program, we really realized that we needed some help to train up our children in the way that they should go. So we found Stonebridge in 2000, and right away began to see such a difference in our lives. I'll never forget, our little youngest is Laura. She was in second grade when we enrolled. And after about a month of being in this Christian school, she came home, and you always ask at the dinner table, well, what'd you learn today, honey? And Laura said, very, very straight face, she looked at me and she said, you're a sinner, and you're a sinner, and you're a sinner, at all three of us. And I went, oh my goodness, wow. Yes, we are sinners, and that's why we need Jesus. But she had, within a few weeks, understood the gospel and her need for a savior. And that was very different from the secular schools that we had been involved in, obviously. So we were pleased that right away that foundation of the gospel was laid. But furthermore, as we began to grow and invest ourselves in the school, we also learned how to apply biblical principles in every area of life. My background is in business and economics, and I was in banking. And so I was really pleased to learn about applying just a biblical worldview to every part of life. So we stayed, and my girls did great. They graduated today. They are very godly young women, and one is married with three grandchildren. So we're blessed, and Stonebridge has had such a big impact. Now today, what I do now with FACE is I work with parents. I understand how they feel. I've listened to you, and I know that you have four boys, and that's tremendous. You want them to be raised up in biblical truth. And so parents come to us, and what I know now is that most of the time, they don't really have a biblical worldview. A key verse with FACE and Stonebridge is Luke 6:40 that says the student is not above the teacher, but when everyone is fully trained, he will be like his teacher. And so that says to me that parents and teachers have a vital role in training up children. So that's my blessing. I work with parents who are starting schools, as well as donors to FACE who have. A lot of them were homeschooling parents in the pioneering days of the homeschool movement. And they love FACE. They love the publications. They love what you see is the biblical worldview that is established through the method and the philosophy.
Yeah, and the thing that, I mean, my doctorate's in education, but the thing that really got me even before I started to get into the educational circle, so to speak, was, I've been called to be an outreach minister and an educator, a teacher, and those are two things that the typical church will not hire. I mean, you look, they don't want to hire evangelists, they don't want to hire outreach ministers, they don't want to hire teachers. They want, pastors and youth pastors and custodians and worship leaders and everything else. And it wasn't until I watched a homeschool mother one time talking on an interview, and she said, all education is discipleship. And that really just hit me, because I always wondered why churches don't want to do discipleship. And I realized discipleship's actually supposed to happen during these formative years, during, the time that we're set aside 8 hours a day to teach. This is when it's supposed to happen. Because by the time you graduate, now you got a family and a job and bills. And I mean, life gets very hectic. So if you're not discipled in those formative years, especially 8 through 12, there's a good chance it's not going to happen unless somebody takes the initiative themselves. So, promoting what you're doing and getting this type of material into the hands of my boys and, the people in our school is absolutely critical.
Yes. Well, yes, John, and you're so right about the formative years. We also work with George Barna, Dr. George Barna, who of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. And he has been for 30 years now, like Mr. Smithwick that you had on earlier this week. I love Dan and his work. But Dr. Barna has also been researching biblical worldview in America. And the results are terrible. In my 20 years involved, 20 plus years, I have seen Christian worldview, biblical worldview decline just precipitously. It's just awful. Today, Dr. Barna reports on his most recent American Worldview Inventory for 2023, which measures since the pandemic what's happened. Only 4% of American adults hold to an orthodox biblical worldview, to the true tenets of the Christian faith. Only 4%. And what's even worse is that young adults, age 18 to 29, actually only 1% of those surveyed still hold or say they believe in or have a biblical worldview. So how can, of course, this is the state of America. But what you said about the formative years, Dr. Barna's research also shows that by age 13, for most people, a worldview is fully formed. And people don't move away from that worldview after that age because those beliefs are so ingrained and we hold on to them so tightly. Unless there's a traumatic or an incredible event in your life, like salvation in Jesus Christ, then you can, reframe your worldview. But we know that, we want to capture the children. We in the church, especially the Christian families, need to be discipling their children in the ways of the Lord, the character of God, so that they can understand truth and apply it to their lives. Because God's plan is for us to flourish and to be to enjoy Him and serve Him forever. So that's what I realized as a parent, that I just, even though I was biblical in many ways, I didn't have a fully developed biblical worldview. Stonebridge partnered with me, the principal approach, methodology and philosophy. That's what trained me up and helped me serve at the school and now at FACE.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing that was a little bit eye-opening to me. And again, our church has a K through 6 Christian school, and then my boys go into kind of a more of a homeschool co-op type of situation. But when we had talking about the Piers test earlier in the week and the chart that they have right there at the Nehemiah Institute, you got the public schools, which is, without a doubt, just the spirit of Antichrist. I mean, Christ ain't allowed in, and basically we're going to promote everything that Christ is against, and then you got the traditional school, and the traditional school a lot of times is just a little bit better, traditional Christian school, a little bit better than the public schools, and sometimes even use the same type of curriculum. But to have that biblical worldview school and education and curriculum and doctrine is what is very, very, very important, because if we don't have that at the younger, you know, you're always laying foundations and building on them. And then, you know, then you're like me where you're 27 and you're starting from scratch because you were raised a heathen in a heathen school. And you know, you make a lot of mistakes by that time. And, you know, you got to deal with the consequences of though. But if we can raise them up the way they're supposed to be from those formative years, I didn't realize 13, but I'm glad you said that. You know, to make sure that by the time they're getting into seventh grade, a lot of this foundation's already laid.
That's right. And so you can see how important it is to train teachers. I mean, those teachers in traditional Christian schools are doing what they've been taught to do and what their discipleship has taught them to do. So that's why when parents and schools and teachers come to us, we upfront let them know that we're going to need to retrain your mind and mm-hmm. retrain your methods of education. When I hired teachers for Stonebridge School, we always had that conversation in the first interview that I was expecting them to go through our training process, which at FACE is the Master Teacher Certification. And it's multi-years. It's three to five years, depending on how quickly you move through. But that training allows you to develop and place the Bible as the foundation for all of your teaching and all of your learning. And that's, of course, the philosophy of FACE and the curriculum. But we have resources. So that's the good news. We work with teachers. We have our website, which is FACE.net, F-A-C-E.net. We have a store with lots and lots of curriculum, but there's also convenient ways to even your listeners can participate. One of the best ways is the Renewing the Mind course. You had Dr. Brenda on yesterday or the day before, and she talked about she is our online teacher, and that class runs continuously year round. And she is a delight to learn from. But you also can do the Renewing the Mind study as a standalone. You can get the book and read it and then begin to do some of the assignments in the book. So those are two easy ways. Another great way is, of course, to come to our Foundations training program in the end of June, June 26th through July 1st. That class is offered live in person in Chesapeake in our teaching training center, but also you can participate online. And so that's a great way to get your feet wet and start listening to hearing how to teach and learn America's Christian history and biblical worldview. But then we have other resources too. We have over 70 digital resources. This is what a lot of study groups do. We have what we call principled study groups. And these are groups of parents or Sunday school classes, historians, patriots, conservatives, Christians, who just get together to study God's word. And we have over 70 resources in all different subjects, as well as in biblical worldview, a lot of courses in government and the Constitution. As you can imagine, we're pretty big on that. And of course, all the teacher subjects as well, history and English and science and math. So there are a lot of resources available. We just encourage you to go to that website and look around or give us a call. And in fact, if anyone wants to email me, I'm happy to send you a resource catalog or a brochure that we have called Every Child of Promise, that sort of lays out the case for the principal approach, why it's so important and urgent that the church begin to educate children in a biblical worldview.
Yeah, and I'm very interested in taking your courses. Now, the foundation class online, is that, I can do it remotely because I'm like 11 hours from you. Is that archived? In other words, in case I missed a class, or does it have to be like in-person live at the time?
It can be both. It is live and in person. It's Eastern time. However, the sessions are recorded and will be made available to you. I think during that week, you can log in and go back and review any of the courses. And then later they are edited and reposted you know, with editing. Yep.
Now that, let me ask you this, the master teacher certification, that stuff that you guys do there in-house, and you say it's a several year process.
Yes, it is. And this is great for teachers who really want to hone their skills and their biblical worldview. It is a 3 year, three summers, where you actually, the first year is the foundations course. So you can take it in Chesapeake, or we're offering a second week in Tyler, Texas, the July 31st through August 4th. So that's also in person only in the that week in August. And we recommend in person because teaching is about a relationship between the teacher and the student. That's why the online thing is just so lacking in effectiveness. But in person, you really can become discipled. But so that's the first year. And then there, as you enter, if you decide to enter the Master Teacher Program, then you work with one of our coaches throughout the year to complete assignments. And that prepares you for the second week, the second summer, is our applications course. That is only taught in person. There we're going to help and we're going to teach teachers how to write curriculum and how to develop their lessons using biblical principles, the foundation in the Bible, and then also methodology, really honing the specific methods that are biblical and that work in the classroom. Then again, you continue to study and do lessons in the third, that second year. And then you come for the third summer to the crowning glory, which is the exhibition week. During that second year, you will prepare a lesson in that utilizes the one of the seven principles of the principal approach. And you'll demonstrate it to the rest of the group who is studying with you. And after that, you graduate and you become a master teacher. But it's really a lifelong process. The principal approach teaches you to love learning and love studying God's word. I mean, we're called as Christians to always study the word. I think Carol Adams pointed out, we never stop learning. And that is where the joy and the inspiration comes from. The teacher in the classroom is the living textbook because she teaches out of her heart, out of the inspiration of God and and her love for the Lord and for the subject matter and for her students. So it's really a beautiful thing. When I first came to Stonebridge as a parent on an admissions tour, I could tell there was something different. And of course, it was the presence of the Holy Spirit, but it was really the Spirit inside each and every person to love and nurture my child. And we were welcomed, we were accepted, and it was a wonderful place to live, to grow, to educate our children, and of course for me, to stay and serve.
That I'd love to follow up on, you know, personally, because, you know, again, my fivefold ministry calling is as teacher, not a shepherd, but as a teacher, and my doctorate is in education. But to be able to learn, and I write curriculum, I create curriculum, but I don't think it is even to the level of the stuff that you guys teach. I think I can hone my skills. I think I can make myself a better teacher and a better presenter by learning from the people that have been doing this for many, many years. Mine is kind of really all organic. It's raw. It's from the Spirit. It's all truth. But to be able to polish your trade and become better at what you do, I think is something that we should all strive for.
Well, the interesting thing is most teachers come in and they want to know what to do. You know, they hear us talk about principal approach. What is it? Just give me a list, give me a checklist, give me a lesson plan. I can do that. They can wrap their heads around that. But the principal approach is not a what, it's a why. It's a being, it is a who you are. And teaching reasoning too. You know, John, we were not taught to reason in education. And so this is the key outcome that our students and teachers develop. They develop biblical reasoning. Even a young child can learn to think and reason biblically. There's a great story from one of our parents at Stonebridge. She asked her four-year-old, her first year in the school, what'd you learn today, honey? And the little daughter said, oh, I learned how to be self-governed. And the mother thought, how in the world does a four-year-old understand self-government? She said, well, what does that mean, self-governed? And the little girl said, oh, Mom, that's easy. The heart tells the mind what to do, and the body must obey.
Yep.
And so, again, pointing that child to the truth that the heart is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, our hearts don't naturally love God. We don't love his word. We have to learn about God and learn and come to that love in our hearts so that we can then obey. What a great principle to teach little four-year-olds.
Absolutely. And it's kind of ironic that you said that, because I've been teaching discipleship, and that's where I started, was with the heart. And I took them to Jeremiah and I said, you realize one of the rights and privileges in the new covenant is to get the old heart taken out and a new heart put in, a heart that loves God and wants to obey God and wants to follow God. So you're absolutely right. I mean, that stuff needs to be taught at the earliest possible level, because I don't even hear it coming from pulpits, be quite honest with you. So no, that's great stuff. So I'll be following up with you on my own personal journey to follow this stuff out. If the people wanted to do this, tell them where to find you, please.
Yes, our website is face.net, FACE.net. And you can also, there'll be an email, info1828 at face.net. My email is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y at face.net. Feel free to reach out.
I appreciate it, Kathy, and I look forward to working with you, not only individually, but helping you guys get this out to as many people as we can.
Great. Thank you, John.
All right. God bless. We'll be right back after this break.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build the quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
Welcome back to America Unhinged. We are at the tail end of Face Week. I expect to have many more of these in the future as I personally go through a lot of their teachings and their courses and things of that nature, always trying to, you know, develop our own skills and polish those and become better professionals at everything that we do. So Face, again, is Foundation for American Christian Education. And in our last segment for Face Week, we're going to have Dr. Mike Myers. He actually serves as the Director of School Leadership for Face. Dr. Myers, welcome to the program.
I look forward to sharing a little bit about my own story and what God is doing in establishing what we call authentic Christian education in our schools.
Well, and again, I like everybody to kind of tell their testimony. So at one point you weren't a part of this and then you found it and you became a part of it. Give us a little brief overview of that.
Okay, well, I was an educator by profession. The path I had chosen was to be a teacher, but I was doing that through the government public school system. I was a Christian at that point. In fact, I believed that it was the patriotic thing to do to have your children as a Christian in the public school to be a light to others. And so I was on that pathway. I really was not even interested in Christian education. I kind of had the view that, well, Christian schools, they're kind of like Sunday school, glorified Sunday school, putting your child in a bubble. I had all the, you know, the lines down pretty well. But I was in a master's degree program because I was in an administrative track in the public school system, and I found out about a Christian graduate school that had started down in Virginia Beach, is now called Regent University. And so I talked to my wife about it, and I thought, said, well, I wonder what this would be like to have a graduate school, you know, based on Christianity. So I went down to Virginia Beach. I'm from Pennsylvania, and tested the waters and took two courses. And in one of the first courses that I took, I had a reading assignment. It was called by Dr. Paul Jaley, Go Ye Therefore and Teach. And I had to do some reading out of that. And I still remember to this day what happened to me as I sat there in the university library reading my assignment about this thing called the principal approach that I really didn't know anything about. But I had a real encounter with the Lord at that moment, and literally scales dropped from my eyes, and I came to understand that God has something very, very important to say about education. He actually has a purpose and an intent for education. And as I said, I was a Christian, but I had a very secular view of education. And so I had kind of relegated education to the rest of life. I had, you know, my church life, my spiritual life. So what God did in me was begin to peel back the layers so that I could understand there is a difference. And historically, biblically, we can look at education and we can see that God uses the education of children based in families and then partnering and with churches and schools to advance truth, to take truth from one generation to the next. And when that breaks down, then we have problems. And obviously, that's where we are in America now. Back in 1987, when I started Dayspring Christian Academy as a result of all of this, the world was, you know, pretty bad then, but I had no idea where we were really heading as a nation at that point. And I really believe that the Lord had prepared me and many others in Principal Approach Education for this very moment in history where we have the answer. And that is authentic biblical Christian education, the kind of education that took place here in America from the colonial period up into the founding periods, where children were taught how to think and reason from biblical truth. So I'm not saying that everybody was a born-again Christian at that point. Many were. But the key is that there was a biblical understanding of who God is and what our responsibilities are. And those things help shape a society that brought the most liberty to the individual that the world had ever known. That was the legacy. That is the legacy that we have, that we are, it's slipping through our hands, John. But I believe that the Lord has raised up a standard against the enemy here in these last days.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I think your testimony is kind of indicative of a lot of, you know, seminaries and pastors and everything else. You've got my church, Bible, spiritual bubble, and then the rest of the world, government and everything else. And the two never come together, and they're not supposed to come together. And that's absolutely false. Christianity is supposed to permeate every aspect of our being, every aspect of society. So a lot of people are really starting to wake up to that fact. So, you know, I appreciate hearing your testimony of how you had that revelation that, wait a minute, this isn't right. Paul Jaley, I was actually asked to speak out at the Mayflower last September, and Dr. Paul Jaley was one of the other speakers there. So I was glad to see him influence you with that book.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I feel like the pathway that I was on is so typical of what we're finding at FACE as people contact us. It's parents that suddenly are waking up and understanding the signs of the time, where we are and how we got here. Pastors, the same thing. That's very, very encouraging to us when we see and hear from pastors who say, I recognize that we have to do something as a church to support our families. And so that was one of the reasons why I started DaySpring Christian Academy in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, was because I wanted the principal approach for my children. How could I ever send them back into the government system of education when I learned the truth about God's perspective on education and the tools, the keys that he's given us? So it's not just an idea, but there is actually a pedagogy in scripture that teaches us how to be able to not only think from biblical truth, but to train others, including our children, to begin to operate from that paradigm. So many families are coming now saying, I want this for my children. I want this for my children. And there's not a week that goes by that I don't get more than one call from people saying, can you help us? How can we start a Christian school or a hybrid school? And so that's what the Leading Schools program is all about. And we're over 3 years now since the program started. And interesting that it all happened just as COVID was breaking. Right. You know, little did we know that there would be some good that came out of COVID. And that was the awakening that I believe is taking place in education.
There's no doubt about that. And I know Alex Newman, who's a good friend of me and the family, and writes for a New American, John Birch Society and everything else. We vacationed with him, his family, in Florida. And I love hearing him speak because he spoke at the First Landing event that I just spoke at here in Virginia. And he said, you don't have public schools. You have government schools. And, you know, I think people have realized they haven't had control of their own federal government for years, and they almost dismiss it as whatever. Same with the state. But when COVID hit, like you just said, when COVID hit, the parents realized they have no control over their local public schools, their local government schools. And I mean, they're being called terrorists because they oppose, you know, something. I mean, it's absolutely insane. So you're right. This kind of thing had a silver lining, and people woke up to really, you know, I've seen such a, I think we're in the middle of a great awakening. I think history is going to look back at this time and see this as a great awakening. And then it's going to take people like you and FACE and, you know, Brighteon. It's going to take us to lead people out of the darkness and into the truth.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And I do think that most people did not understand or don't have this idea that any school system, whether it's government schools, whether it's private institutions, whether it's Christian schools, we have an end game in mind. We are looking at what are we going to accomplish? Who will these people be that graduate from our system? And when you stop and you look at where the government school system is going, what they're trying to create in the citizens that they're fashioning, it's diametrically opposed to what scripture is calling for us to do. And so principal approach schools, I believe, have a key role to play in bringing people back center line to God's word as the basis of education. So the Leading Schools program introduces leaders, whether they be parents, pastors, or educators, into the idea of how to start an authentic biblical Christian education using principal approach. And we do that in a variety of ways with many support pieces in place. So I want to make it clear that what we're talking about is not a school in a box kind of program. Well, here, we'll give you what you need. You just turn to this page. Now do this, and come out the other end. That's been the problem with education, is that we're letting other people, and I'm not saying that they have ill intent all the time. It's just that people are telling you, well, you should just do this. That removes the parent from the center of the education process, which I believe is counter what God says. Parents are responsible for how they raise their children. And when parents choose to partner with a school, that's, I believe, a precious, a sacred communication between those two, and that relationship will yield great fruit that comes by two coming together. And when you bring the church into the midst of that, you've got a three-stranded cord that cannot easily be broken. So the way we start this is we have an orientation program for people who are interested in starting a principal approach school. There's a couple of things that we ask them to read to become familiar with principal approach philosophy. And then we invite them to Chesapeake, to our teaching center, for a two-day overview of what the Faith's Leading Schools program is about. So while they're there, we first of all go through the basic philosophy of principal approach education, because that really is the foundation. That's the ground upon which everything else rests, and that's the biblical philosophy of the principal approach. Honestly, John, that was the thing that really nailed it for me way back many years ago, because I, as an educator, I had been in a school district, and all of a sudden it's, well, we're going to do this now. And so everybody would change and gear up for this new methodology or this new approach. And two or three years later, oh, we're going to try something now. And we're back. Sometimes you go back to what you were doing before, and it was continually like that. But when you have God's word as your lamp that is guiding you down the path, that doesn't change. God's word does not change. And he allows us to learn more and more and more day by day, peeling back more of our own misunderstanding and our inabilities. And he supplies that by his Holy Spirit through his word. So that's where we begin to lay that foundation. But then we talk about the methodology of the principal approach, because I think somebody just asked me recently, well, what is the difference between a principal approach education and just what you would get in public school? Well, I think, you know, we talked about the philosophy, certainly, but the methodology really is the crux, because it really teaches us how to relate to the students and to help draw out of that student that inner vision that God has for them. They are created by God in his image, and he has a plan. We are his workmanship. So as principal approach educators, we want to find out what is God, how has God put that child together, and then fit them for usefulness in their future station, as Noah Webster said in his great definition of education, which I highly recommend people, if you don't have a Webster's 1828 dictionary, you need to get one, because it is foundational in the methodology piece of principal approach education. So once we do that, then we get to looking at curriculum, because as Kathy had said earlier in the interview, most people, that's where they go. Most educators are like, well, just show me how to do it. What's the curriculum that I should be using? And curriculum is important, but it's not the most important, because the curriculum should grow out of your philosophy and methodology. And that's what we look at. How can we help teachers begin to become masters of their subject area? Not just taking what somebody else says you should be teaching, but as you begin to develop a biblical worldview in that subject area, then you become a living curriculum. It's coming out of your heart. And I know that students can tell the difference. Children know when a teacher is faking it or just saying what somebody told them to say, and it's only this deep. And so as a teacher becomes a living curriculum because she has mastered her subject, and this takes years. This is not something that, okay, we expect you to get this done now, because that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen that way, because it's God's word where he continues to enlighten us and our understanding. But that's the beauty of it, that the teacher then really becomes someone who inspires and draws out of the children so that they learn how to articulate what they're learning. They're recording in their own notebooks. They're learning. It becomes their property then, not just something that they're filling in the blank, checking it off, and then at the end of the year, ditching the notebook. So it's this love of learning. So those are the pieces that go into the foundation of having what we call a leading school. And so people say, well, what do you mean by a leading school? Well, our vision is for our schools, first of all, to be enduring schools, that they are going to last not just while the teacher or the founder is there, but for generations, that until Jesus comes, that this school is going to be a beacon light in its own community of truth, and that it will be a teaching center. We actually believe that we should be teaching multi-generationally, because many in my generation and younger generations, for me, we did not really receive a true picture of God's plan for education. We don't understand our own history as a nation anymore. These are critical pieces that have been robbed from us and from our children. Our nation will not endure if we don't turn this around. And I believe that these leading schools, who will be equipped to speak into the greater community, having opportunities for adults as well as children to learn and to grow and turn the tide.
Yeah, and I think that's kind of the greatest epiphany that I've had through this entire week was, you know, you talked about, you know, the curriculum, even the most, you know, pure-hearted homeschool mother or somebody who runs a co-op, where can I get good, trustworthy curriculum? And they start there, and it's kind of the cart before the horse, that what you guys bring is a foundation. Before you even get the curriculum, let's lay a lot of this foundational stuff, and then it just naturally builds on that. I mean, that's what it says in Isaiah, right? How do you teach knowledge? Line upon line, precept upon precept. And I think your approach and coupled with your curriculum actually does that. It just basically walks everybody through with no missteps right through everything they need to know.
Right. And the whole idea of supporting people through that process is critical. So we're not just saying, well, here, now go do this. But we walk through you. It's really a relationship between FACE and the school, between a mentor who works directly with the leader of the school. And that is a beautiful piece that I think, for me personally, I've been mentoring about 10 schools personally in this. And that's where the real joy is. That's where the progress is made, as you're working, you know, partner with partner, bringing our own experience. The people that are mentors in our program, these are seasoned veterans. I've learned a lot over the years. I was headmaster for 34 years at DaySpring. I'm still on the board and involved in the school, but boy, did I learn lessons. Most of them the hard way. And so we want to be able to share and help people think through things. We have a manual that we use, our leading schools manual, about 30 pages of just key important steps to take. We have a timeline. You know, life doesn't always travel by the timeline that we think it's going to, but we've put out a model to look at. Here are the first things that we should do. One of the first things that we ask our people that are interested to consider is something we call issues to consider. And we ask them, first of all, to really prayerfully think about this and look in scripture and begin to gain a biblical understanding of education and why it is that you want to start a principal approach school. But we also ask that they bring people around them, like-minded people, who will support them and pray with them and encourage them. Out of that small little group that starts out, often you either get teachers or board members for the school once it starts. But we also then ask them to continue to develop their own education and grow through the foundations course, the master teacher certification program, the Renewing the Mind course. Max Lyons has a Principal Approach 101 session on Zoom once a month. So these are wonderful supports. We have a Dropbox that we've developed just for the leaders in the Leading Schools program, with many, many resources, how-to ideas, samples from other demonstration schools like Stonebridge and Dayspring, that so you don't have to reinvent the wheel, but we're not asking schools to be just like us. Now, you got to do it this way, you got to do it this way. We're equipping schools with the tools that they need to be who God has called them to be, as an authentic school who will teach truth and impact this generation and beyond.
Amen. That is just well said, and a great way to wrap up Face Week. So give Carrie our love, and I appreciate having all of you on this week. You guys have done a magnificent job. I look forward to working with all of you personally as an individual teacher, and then hopefully bringing this to my community and our church and our school. So great job, Dr. Myers, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless. See everybody else next week. God bless.